The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
We're doing Metal Gear Solid. I know you're sitting at home watching it being like, what the f*** is this? We don't know what the f*** this is. After y'all hear this shit, y'all gonna be like, all right, that sounds like some cool shit. And trust me, guys, you can play the last one on the PS5 right now, my nigga. So you guys can get into this shit. Josh, kick the beat. What the f*** is that? Goddamn, bro. Shout out, motherfucking all the homies. Shout out, Big Titty Rob.
Yo, yo, yo! Put him on the glass!
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Fat Signal. My name is Tim.
I'm Raph.
Yeah. Cheers.
My name is Boo, and don't forget to hit a like, subscribe.
Don't forget to check out our YouTube. We're on Instagram.
And we got in our house. We got my Drew back. I know you guys missed the motherfucker with the mustache.
So we're talking about Metal
You know what?
Gear.
I got to take this eye patch off. Fuck this. This is not lasting the whole episode.
Shout out Big Comedy Network for show, money. Yeah.
We're doing Metal Gear this week. Before we get into this episode, man, I am really, really excited. I'm really appreciative of these dudes this week. They're fucking entertaining me and indulging me a lot. So
this motherfucker owes me because I don't really give a fuck about this shit like that. When I go into a research or if I go into a talk or an argument or something, I always do my research. I don't sit out there. I don't want to be that motherfucker miss. I may mispronounce some shit, but you'll know what I'm talking about.
A lot of
Yeah, fuck you.
And boy, did he do it for this week. Like, holy shit.
All right, back to this. Everybody, hit me on my Instagram, El Diablo Boo. All that shit. Hit Tim on Bakash Drawings, blah, 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 blah. And then Roth, blah, 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 whatever that
You'll see it displayed here.
I hope so. I do crazy shit every now and then. My life is boring, like Metal Gear at points, if you guys watched it. But there it goes. God damn, that was fucking with me the whole time, like a goddamn fly.
Shots fired.
Oh no, Metal Gear Bro is low key like we suspect. I think it's incest on a whole nother level, but we'll talk about that later. All right. Now, as soon as you hear Metal Gear, you motherfuckers is gonna be like, what the fuck are these talking about today? And I know they're gonna bleep it out, so we're just gonna say, Metal Gear Bro, it takes place with Kojima. And Konami. Kojima, love you, bro. Big heart. Fucking love you.
Hold up. I really enjoying this, boo. But can we have Tim kind of explain this, the little brief history? So it's not so
No. We're on a good streak right here already. Let's keep it going, dude.
No, go ahead, Tim.
No, I'm not making fun of you, dude. Like I'm
No,
I'm
I was
serious.
Doing great,
like,
but go ahead.
Yeah,
Tim,
you were doing great until he interrupted you. Like,
go ahead,
that's, Tim. I'm on your side. Like, I'm on your side. I swear to God. Please continue.
No, but go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. As per Roth's request, we have taken the impossible task of trying to explain what Metal Gear is to people. And I'm not going to do it. Roth, you can try.
Okay, that's fine. It's a shooter game that you don't shoot in.
That interrupts people. That's where he starts with. It's a shooter game. All right, that's where he don't even know what the f- he's talking about.
That you don't shoot in. The whole game is stealth. It's a stealth game that came out. That's been a leagues among its own. It's in its own category.
That's the best you got.
That's the best he's got, boo.
As of interrupting people.
As a storytelling interrupter. That's what he's got.
When you got to interrupt somebody, come on, bro.
You're the master and didn't say anything.
I sat there and let you shoot yourself in the fucking foot or let fucking Otacon or somebody let you run into the wrong fucking hallway and get murked.
If there's anything I've learned going through Metal Gear, it's that you're never the expert you think you are when it comes to this.
Bro, I'll hit you with some shit. Tim may have heard him because Tim's pretty much is the holy grail of this shit, almost.
In the context of the people in this group.
This is what Metal Gear is, dude. Metal Gear started off in a f***ing old MX f***ing cartridge games. It's a game with about a Solid Snake who is a f***ing operative doing a special mission to stop Metal Gear, which is considered one of these robots at the time, a mech, that shoots nuclear missiles. Now, later on, the story develops when the game comes on later in the years. But when you get Metal Gear number one and all that other shit extra, you get stories and find out backstories, finding out there's clones and that there's brothers and that there's sisters and that there's mamas and that all this shit is ran by one person, which you guys are going to trip on my theory. I think it's him, low key. Metal Gear, bro, is more than just a pew-pew, non-pew-pew. You get some dope-ass weapons, bro, and you do as dope. In the first one, you're smoking cigarettes, my. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
Which you cough up out of your stomach because that's how addicted to cigarettes you are.
I was going to ask that. I had that question. What the fuck do you use the cigarettes for?
Like, that's the first game
in an Alaskan base. By the way, you had to come up through the base through fucking water, okay? Where the fuck do you keep cigarettes? So, yeah, those are the only two answers.
I'm not talking about the prison wallet. I'm talking about,
I'm just saying, by Snake's words, he says he wasn't keistering it. He said he smoked it.
All right, now, okay, point is this. The food, that was the first game where I'm sitting there and you can smoke cigarettes in the game, bro.
What did you use the cigarettes for in the first game?
We were just about to get to that. It's not just that you can...
We'll get into all that, but let's start off first off. Tim, what introduced you into the game, bro? What got you into the game? But we didn't even do anything like that. Hey, Josh, kick the fucking beat.
Yes, we did. Yeah, oh, we played.
We did that already. Josh, can you kick it again, please?
One more time. One more time.
Let's kick that it. One more time, please.
There we go. I didn't vibe that God, I didn't get the vibe to it. That's a buzz down here.
We are the facts, and it'll bring us down. And make sure you like, subscribe us on YouTube.
To further enhance the point, that's how involved this is that the motherfucker forgot that we even did a piece. That's the amount of focus this requires.
Now, back to what I was saying. Tim, what got you into Metal Gear?
The longest story short.
I don't give a fuck because they always hear yours. Drew, what got you into Metal Gear?
Spoiler alert, it's Tim.
God damn it, always got to leak to Tim. Always got to leak to Tim, bro.
I'm glad you didn't ask me.
All right, next, Rob. What got you into Metal Gear?
Boo, there's no answer that I can give you that you're gonna like on this one, bro.
Talk to me.
I had the first Metal Gear. I had the first Metal Gear on Nintendo. Not Metal Gear Solid, just Metal Gear. I thought that game sucked. I thought it was boring and f***ing slow. And come on, 9 year old.
And who could blame you? It looked like.
I didn't like it. I already had Metroid. And then you play Metal Gear, and it's like, taking a step back here on the Nintendo. And
I forgot you're 60. Yeah, I forgot you're 60.
Yeah, I never gave.
Yeah, bro. I forgot you're 60, bro. Yeah, bro. I forgot you're 60. You played that one.
He's over there watching YouTube, just like waiting to die. He's going, this is the end.
So to make a long story short, yeah, Tim introduced me into it later on in life, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Tim again, it leaks too. My shit didn't leak to Tim. Thank God.
But now listen.
But we
it is
it
how we became friends.
We brought it back.
It is how we became we homies. But my shit did not fucking leak.
You can start
you
with
all.
Me. No. Of course not. No.
All right, bro. I lived over there and my neighbor was a neighborhood weed dealer at the time, bro. When Metal Gear 1 came out. Weed dealer at the time, and I will never forget this shit, bro. He had came home, and my apartment was set up in the front, and he was like, "Big Boo." I stuck my head out the window like a squirrel. I'm like, "What's up?" He was like, "I got this new game called Metal Gear. I heard it's f-ing dope." He had the strategy guide and everything.
Ooh, nice.
I was like, "All right, that's cool." So I f-ing went over there, rolled up a blunt. But this is I always kicked it with and everything, bro. I'm playing it and I'm like, what the fuck? But what got me was when you started, I'm looking and flipping through shit, and I'm like, pack of cigarettes? That's cold. But then he was a stingy motherfucker. He didn't let me play it. So I had to wait till he hit beat it like 3 or 4 times with the tux and all that stupid before I really got immersed in the game myself personally. It was like, he's like, Big Boo, you want to borrow it? I was like, you already beat the game like 3 times. I watched you. It's like, I didn't even play it. That was YouTube before YouTube.
just going over and watching.
Yeah, bro. I'm sitting there watching him play the whole time. I didn't get to play none. Like, what the fuck? You know, it's like YouTube before YouTube. I watched the whole walkthrough without even playing the shit. Like, what the fuck? I didn't play the shit. So when I got there, it was like, night and day. Do this. Do that. Do this. Oh, gotta do this. Oh, God. And I was like, I wasn't over there that day. Oh, I gotta figure this out. Then I'd be like, yo, as soon as he got home, hey, yo, just like YouTube. Hey, yo, how do you beat such? Oh, you do this, just like YouTube. Beat it.
And some things don't change. He's playing Phantom Pain right now.
No.
And it's more or less the same. I'm getting 5 calls a day. Tim, how the f*** do you manage your resources over here? How the f*** do you be quiet?
Bro, I used to be on point with that. We'll get to later, 5 later. I used to be on point with that. Tim, no, I never called him for shit. I used to be on point with my bro.
Not after the first few. You did call the first few times. And
after
then once
quiet,
you got,
after I got,
right.
I hope I don't get once in trouble got, for this, bro. Bro, oof, quiet, bro. If quiet was real, bro, I'd be like, man. Quiet, bro. It's just,
well,
that's,
I'll tell you what, that actress is real.
Let me say this. If it wasn't.
That actress is real.
Listen here. Let's say my wife literally divorces me or anything down the road or anything like that. Quiet, number one fan, Big Boo, coming after you. Don't shoot his shot for show.
If anything else.
But I love my wife and that'll never fucking happen.
No, yeah.
And Josh, you better put that.
No, yeah, exactly. If anything else, your wife can rest assured that it's, you know, it's a video game character and that'll never happen. Unless, of course, you meet Stephanie Justin in real life. Anyway.
Huh?
Keep going.
She's real?
She is real.
Oh. Wow. Nah, I'm capping. I love my baby. She know that.
Mariah's awesome.
She gonna quiet me nigga, later, like.
No, for real.
You said,
huh? And then I'll be walking, like, what the fuck is that? And I'll, yeah, bro, and get it dirt, bro, and get dirted, bro. Wake up, tied up. And then it'll be more like this, though. You ready for this one, Tim? You ready for this? UFC. My wife dressed as quiet in cosplay and lightsabers.
The two things that get you
during
hard.
A UFC match.
Nah, I ain't playing, bro. Once I met Quiet, I was like, wow, Quiet is a.
No, all things considered.
But there's a story about Quiet, bro, that I want to hit you with.
Okay. Did you read any of the tweets that Kojima made before the game drop about the fan backlash for Quiet's fucking costume?
I don't care what they say. Being an adult male, you know how much eggplant was in Metal Gear Solid 5? Thank God for Quiet.
The amount of eggplant that was in Metal Gear Solid 5 was probably meant to counteract the amount of fucking asshole that was in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Bro, I've been playing it back through. I was like, they literally gave a crotch shot in this one scene. I'm like,
no, yeah, in the helicopter, she's just bending over. And
Enough about quiet.
Just giving it up.
Let's move on to other things.
We're being quiet about Quiet.
Ralph, but one thing about Quiet that I found out that's cool, that Snow Fox or Snow Wolf or Sniper Wolf is her daughter. And she's saying that fucking Venom Snake and her. And it was on and popping, and it had that baby, bro. That's why she dipped after.
Can we Google that? Can we do a bit of research on whether it's possible that Sniper Wolf could be Venom Snake's daughter? Google that.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you Google that. All right. Is it Venom Snake from Phantom 5 I'm talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Suspicions.
Okay. So how would you like to move on from here?
Is there moving on from here?
There's moving on from here.
Just all right, real guys. Quick. Confirmed, but it's just a theory that people have kind of had.
Can you get to the age factor? I mean, admittedly, I have no idea how old Sniper Wolf is by the time
by the way
dead.
That people have said is that it's in the realm of a possibility, but so the years match up.
Well, that's what I love about this series, man. My friend Boo is teaching me something new, and this game is always providing something every time you come back to it. That for me is why I keep coming back to it. There's all, like, you look under some pebble at this point, and there's some there's a little surprise. It's pretty neat.
Considering how big of a hardening you have for Metal Gear, that's surprising.
That was pretty cool, dude.
I thought you knew everything Metal Gear.
Metal Gear's got more documents out there in the game realm than Trump apparently got in his motherfucking Mar-a-Lago estate.
There is an actual disc called The Document of Metal Gear Solid 2 that you could buy. Used to be able to.
And thanks because of the character in Phantom Pain number 5, I no more look at my dog as an elite dog. I look at my dog as more as you would consider that deadbeat person that lives with you.
He's really not
that can come up with the rent. Okay?
Back to the dog. He's really not paying his dues.
Another thing I've came across in this game, not one black person of real relevance other than the, if you play the game, you'll understand. The only person that is the black person they turn into some cyborg motherfucker named Gray Fox.
Whose outer shell is white.
Okay. No. Thank you. Diversity. Diversity. Hashtag cancel Superman, guys, if you watched the last episode.
The first black guy you see in Metal Gear Solid dies like a classic Hollywood movie. They're very sure to get that stereotype down.
Should I hey, one more question. Should I get 6 in to continue this episode?
Go for it. Why not?
Josh, at this point, I would love for you to play some beautiful, beautiful elevator music for my fans real quick.
That was number 7, by the way.
Second, guys.
He said number 6 when we started. He said 5 when he got on, and then like right as we started, he was like, "All right, 6." So like between the time that he got on and started, he had drank one.
Bear with me 1 second, my beautiful, beautiful.
Just when I thought I was going to talk
on the podcast,
it's number 7, right, Boo?
Oh no, this is 6.
You said 5
plus
when you got on,
brother.
and then you said 6 right before we started. You said you killed one.
So this is 6.
That would be 7.
I bought a 12 pack. All right, now back to what I was saying about this weird incest in Heavenly Gates.
Yeah, do explain.
Scientology type situation that we got going on here with
Scientology.
All right, now.
Wait, I need you to explain that part.
You got a person with one belief.
Okay.
No matter how f-ing asinine that belief is, and there's levels to it.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, this is all motherfucking improv right here. Now, levels to it, and every person who believes him gets higher step in that level of belief. And then at the end, when they find out that belief is motherfucking as crazy as God throwing rocks at Mars with your arm.
Sure.
They tend to want to switch up.
Okay, no, I see. Okay, so not Scientology specific, but cultish. Cultish.
There
got
goes
it.
Tim
okay.
trying to cover up some.
It's a cult. No. Like, I see what you're getting at.
Tim lives in the vicinity of one of the main head parts of that area. He don't want to be.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Out at
they're
home.
They're going to
get enrolled up. What the f- you mean, motherfucker? Metal kids like us, motherfucker?
They're gonna fucking carry me out of here. Right?
But enough about me. I know you guys are sick of hearing me fucking talk. We have guests on it. I totally apologize for how rude I am. I've been ranting and raving. Please, Roth, what would you like to express?
We're not getting audio from you, Roth.
My bad. I'm mute.
Oh, you scared me. I was about to get into you, especially with.
No, I know. It's just
I was about to get into you, bro.
He's six to seven, about to get into you.
Bro, and let me tell you this, Ralph. I was gonna have fun.
No, not today. No. Just a button. Just the mute button.
If Ralph wouldn't have worked, it'd have been Ralph.
Ralph. What happened? Respond.
Ralph. Exactly. Bum, 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 bum. And then I'd have got into him. And then I here's the cool part about it.
And it would have been like, mission failed.
No, I would have got into him. Come on, come on, my peoples. Come on, my really? Again? Oh, you ain't seen my pistol, baby. You ain't seen that. Look. You'd be like this. I might get killed. Like when I'm chilling outside, you know, I'm in my room by myself and fools would think this is a real gun, bro. And I'd be like, bro, it's just a boom, get killed because I'm lighting up a blunt.
Yeah, don't take that outside, boo. Just light your inside in the garage. And
oh, duh. I did it one time and didn't even think about it, bro. But I'm in an open carry state.
Actually, no. One thing that I like about Metal Gear when Tim introduced me to it is that I was used to playing in the shooter games, like first-person shooter, you know, Call of Duty, all that. And just run and gun, you know, kill like 2-3 people, then die. Kill 2-3 people, then die. So I tried the same shit with Metal Gear.
If you do that in Metal Gear, it doesn't go down that well, Snake Roth, correct?
Or do you know all the other extra 6 snakes there are? And there's 6 snakes, Tim. I hope you know that.
There's a fuckload of fucking snakes. Solid snake, liquid snake, and snake eater. All that shit.
Snake is his own fucking person. I don't agree with the fans that are like, hey, well, Snake is all of us, and Snake is us. No, that shit. Snake's his own dude. His own story, Zark.
Oh, my bad. That's not another person.
He's a fortune.
Drew.
He's like one of the soldiers of fortune.
That's not personal to you,
deal,
Drew.
Like...
I feel you. Snake is
shut the up, boo. Jesus Christ. Let these people talk.
I'm good. I'm not. I'm actually, boo, you had me entertained as a motherfucker, dog. That was mean, Tim. Apologize, God damn it. What the bro?
I will in a second, but before I do, get your opinion in. We're running out of time.
Well, I don't know. I kind of see Snake as a big glorified fucking Eagle Scout and shit. I'm not a soldier. I just do what I need to.
Like, I feel like he took the basics of like movie tropes and was just like, here's all this extra crap on top. Enjoy. And like, no, but it's that.
Yeah, I mean, on some
vampires
on some quick non-jokey shit. He really tried to take video game and make it interactive movie. That's what he tried to do.
Which I'm all for. But compared to what all the other that he made, Metal Gear makes a little bit more sense than I feel like his other Death Stranding, but whatever.
You know, listen, not everybody's going to fucking be ready to be the world's doomsday fucking Amazon delivery boy, okay? Not everybody's ready for that, but it was a good fucking game, okay? You got to give it a goddamn chance.
I don't know about that, dude.
Amazon whatever. Delivery. Continue.
Boo, can you talk about some of the actual Metal Gears?
Not till Tim told me I could say I could talk and apologize.
I am sorry, Boo. I am very sorry for...
That's right,
how harsh recognize. That was,
you
know, it needed to happen.
No, I need a new one. I need a new one. Bag of Tim.
Bag of. All right.
I don't like how I was treated.
Wow. And he's the star of the show.
Well,
and that's
no,
how
I'm
treat
not.
Him,
no,
on,
I'm
man.
Not.
He is the star. But you know what? The star needs to let the co-stars have their
no,
moments every now and then.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's
not.
True. Because even Batman let Tim Drake can do some shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay. No, I'm not.
Even Snake lets Otacon do his thing every now and then.
Josh told us, Tim and Roth, shut the up. I'm sick of hearing them. I haven't heard from Drew in a long time. His voice is very pleasant to hear. Continue, Drew, what you know about Metal Gear.
I appreciate that.
I love you, Josh, by the way. Your voice is very pleasant too, Josh. Your voice is pleasant too, Josh, by the way. Very pleasant. It's just, I want to hear Drew right now. I'm searing here. Dude, it's enough of hearing their voice every week.
You call me 5 times a day.
Go ahead, Drew. Sorry for the rude those there to my host. No. Shout out Big Comedy Network.
Hey, man, Drew is talking. Shut the up.
Yo, hold on. Sorry, Drew. Let me clear the air again. All right. Shut the up, Roth and Tim. I'm sick of hearing your voice. I might bash my head into a wall if I hear you guys speak again. Can I please hear Drew or Josh? Thank you. Continue, Drew.
Boo, you know, watching the, you know, the Monday Night Raws, like on freaking, you know, what was it?
One of them networks, whatever the hell.
I just remember like just seeing this very like awkward commercial. I specifically remember Ocelot. It's during the Tanker chapter thing, which later I didn't know at the time.
The cowboy, motherfucker.
Oh, it's not f***ing scene.
That's a favorite character. So
that was my first experience for it. And then I didn't think about it, you know, until again, going back to Tim here, like, here, play this game. Like, okay. And I was just using kind of like Raph, you know, playing like more, I wouldn't say simplistic games, but in comparison to what Metal Gear is or what you can do in Metal Gear, you know, that was like my very first complex game.
When you hear Metal Gear, you're thinking it's like robots.
Like Japanese, like, gate, you know, whatever anime, get like, okay, whatever. But it wasn't that at all. The way that the story was like presented to me, like it actually, like that kind of solidified, like, oh, I want to be a writer and I want to be a voice actor. Like it was not specifically two, but like just the entirety of the series, like pretty much started me on the journey, dude. Like, so Metal Gear holds a special place, man.
It made you want to do your career in voice acting, expand your like that. I like that. You know my reason why I play Metal Gear? That's the closest I would ever get to break his neck if I can choke him the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Once I knew you can grab I'm like, what? It's a wrap.
Dude, yeah.
Everybody's like, getting
what
it.
What did I do? Was I supposed to do this?
Oh, hold on, Drew. Hold on, Drew. I apologize, Tim and Roth. You guys can speak.
Josh, what's next on the docket?
Your favorite actual Metal Gears.
Did any of us talk about that, by the way?
No, we didn't get into that, no.
Number 5 is the best immersive to me. That's the most immersive. It's the most up-to-date.
Yep, I agree with that.
Plus, it got quiet.
Drew, so same for you? It's 5? Or...
No, for...
We gotta find you that quiet outfit.
I agree with the immersion. Like, that's the most immersive one. Narrative, honestly, it's gonna be the typical one. It's gonna be 3, honestly, story-wise. That began the immersion portion of the series, man. From the hunting and all that, like, to eat, to, like, survive. Without 3, you don't have the immersion of the other ones that came after. 3 overall... 5 is pretty close. Just like Boo said, the immersion is just...
Isn't 5 technically like a remake of number 3?
It continues off of Peace Walker.
Yeah, this one takes place 9 years after the attack on your base the first time. And then that's when you fear this weird doppelganger weird shit. And there ain't no black people. Can't reiterate that shit. Solid Snake's the bad guy for sure in my book.
I agree, but not by choice.
Not by choice.
Solid Snake is the bad guy?
Solid Snake's the bad guy because he's manipulated the whole f***ing time and everybody else wants peace and unity, no borders. And he's meant to kill all the other people. And then on top of that...
I'm lost. Are you saying he's framed to be the bad guy? Or these are reasons you're saying these are...
Because he's like used like the entire series.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, because you have everyone that's trying to beat this antagonistic system. And Snake is basically preserving it, whether by choice or not.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, Metal Gear was based off of the movie called The Great Escape from
It's a fusion of a few things. It's Great Escape, Escape from New York, which is where he picked the name Snake from, and the whole eye patch thing with Big Boss, and pretty much the whole character. They at some point the plot, especially from Metal Gear Solid 2, more or less becomes the same from Escape from New York, and John Carpenter's legal team almost fucking sued his until John Carpenter himself went, now leave him alone. He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, but here's the cool part about it. They go Plissken, and what was it, too? They go Snake Plissken?
That's what I'm saying. They have Iroquois Plissken. Iroquois is Native American for fucking snake.
And then low-key, Big Boss is a low-key serial kidnapper.
Yeah, I mean, Big Boss, that's that dude... in order to start his mercenary nation, Outer Heaven.
He's a serial thief.
And a body snatcher.
You'll be sitting there minding your own business.
Non-willing initially, and then they get fucking cultified.
No, Tim, stop. Get the out of here, Tim. You have no choice because you're going to get shot in the fucking head. No, I do not want to join your revolution. I want to go back to what I was doing. What, they're going to let you go back and possibly kill Snake? No, you're going to
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, of course it's unwilling.
Yeah, it's like serial kidnapping. If you want to do some serial kidnapping, guys, some choking motherfuckers out and literally...
And feel good about it, by the way. Feel great about it.
Hella
klepto. You steal everything. And I'm not talking about like taking a car and drive away.
You thought a crackhead,
I'm taking you...
Though.
We're talking attaching a fucking balloon onto any goddamn thing.
And just connect a little balloon to and just literally suck that up in the sky.
Long story short, you know, we haven't really even scratched the surface about any of this stuff. Throughout this whole episode, we haven't mentioned the box once. There's way too many things to really talk about Metal Gear, and it's also largely why I took a fucking backseat to this one, just to really see and also give you guys an example of the depth of what it takes to really try to wrap your head around this.
And he shoots himself up with a lot of too, so I'm gonna say serial dope head too.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's true. MGS4 and like you know, you got the whole syringe and
you bring him a good point though, because the box is probably the best part of the game.
The box is phenomenal. Box in 5 at all.
That's because Boo, you rarely get into the more creative parts of any game, I feel like.
And I just run around with that rubber bullet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, Rob.
A lot of games will give you a lot of toys to with, and you literally look at, I'm good.
Rubber bullets,
that's,
Rob.
That's you as a person.
Fun, Rob. Bopping in a motherfucking forehead. Only get two choices, rubber bullet or bullet to the forehead. You better hope it's that rubber bullet, because I'm
and the only reason why you're getting a bullet me. While you're getting a rubber bullet to the head is because that gives him more points. If that didn't matter, it'd be lead to your face all day.
Oh, anybody E-ranking, dude, E-ranking, they're dead. I just
I mean,
E-ranking
base is captured.
Chris Hansen couldn't catch this guy.
Shout out by the chick. Shout out to the chicken. Shout out to the chicken head.
Oh, f*** you, Drew. F*** you like a motherfucker.
What's your problem, bro?
The chicken cap.
Oh, God.
I said the chicken cap.
Yeah, f*** you, dude. I'm always f***ing chicken with you, man.
Drew and I have a long-running gag. Like, since we were kids, I don't know why this keeps happening. It always f***ing happens. Every now and then, dude, we'll be on the phone. I'll call him or he'll come and call me, and I will be eating something chicken.
Always a f***ing chicken sandwich.
My mom's in on it, boo. Like, sometimes he'll call, and like, I'll pass through the kitchen, dude, and mom will be like, who's on the phone, Andrew? I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. I'm making chicken curry right now.
Wow.
it's a long-running gag.
Oh, always f***ing chicken with this wanker.
So just had to get that in there. F***ing the chicken cap is great. You know, no one who's never played is going to know what the chicken cap is. In the last game, MGS5, if you're playing on like a super easy mode, the game lets you do it, but also f***ing calls you out on it. You get to wear this goof-ass chicken cap that basically lowers your visibility, but you're the f***ing one watching yourself run around in this goof shit. Like, it's Kojima really knows how to f***ing comment and control your ass while he's making you go through pain. If there's one way I can describe
the horror, I hate the horror shit.
Listen, Metal Gear is an experience that can't be.
No, that's more that. That's a, more that. Blame it on alcohol. Alcohol.
All right. So we had just like a true Metal Gear game, dude. We had a bunch of planned. For this episode that we had to cut out. We couldn't get to. There was no way we could fit all of that into this episode. So we're likely to revisit this again. But before we go, please like, please comment, please subscribe. And since this is a Metal Gear episode, by the time this comes out, it should be or around the time. Hopefully it hasn't passed. But real quick, I got to give a shout out. If you do play Metal Gear, and if you do love Metal Gear, or if you watch this episode and you're like, okay, you know what, I need a new fandom to just dive head first into, let's do this one. July 15th, 2023 at LAX Hilton, MGS Con, Memes, Jeans, and Snakes, is a fan-driven convention celebrating Metal Gear. We got a ton of voice actors. This is all put together by Amanda Bryan, an amazing person to try and do this on her own, and of course we're all helping her out. We got amazing voice actors, like a bunch of the bosses from Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, 3. We got so many people showing up. We got podcasters like Kojima Frequency showing up having their panel, music curated by Fingers. Tickets you can get at the door on mgscon.com, in person or virtual. There's going to be a bunch of artists there. Definitely go check it out. We're really excited. Roth is probably going to be there with me. Drew is, I'm pretty sure, is going to go as well. And Boo will have his presence known. Well, without a doubt.
I'm going to be there.
So you're definitely going to see some Fat Signal representation during the con.
Metal Gear wouldn't miss it.
guys, I want to end this on one question. Why do you, if you had to pick one word to describe Metal Gear, what would it be? And each of you go in order. Andrew, Roth, Boo.
One word to describe Metal Gear.
One word.
Snake.
Roth?
Can you use three words?
You can use one.
Hold on, three.
Boo?
Say it'd be Cloak and Dagger.
Boo?
But the word would be stealth.
Klepto, bro. Just super.
Klepto.
If you want to do all that crazy, stealing people, stealing bodies, stealing souls, you're just a klepto of all factions.
What about you, Tim?
Addictive. Addictive. So, do keep watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go check out Metal Gear Solid. And this has been great. Josh, take us out. Once again, guys, thank you so much for your work this week. Yes. The review's finished. It went splendidly. All parties went through the recording live and review and didn't notice a thing. Through their supposed hours of research, not one of them had made any kind of connection. No one had brought up any talks of the games being remade. No. I agree. If anyone, Boo would have been the first to notice. You're saying you think he did, but chose not to say anything. Interesting. Well, either way, no one caught on to the fact that Metal Gear is pretty. No one brought up the signs. No one brought up the tweet. They even glanced right past Snake Eater. For all the bags of and D's nuts that Boo throws out, not one word. Oh, we'll be talking about it again.
Yes. Maybe. Until then, Mr. Roberts.